You hear the refrain constantly. By the way, welcome back to the Derek Hunter Show. You hear the refrain constantly. You've got to get an education. You've got to go to college. And the government cares so deeply about it, they nationalized the student loan business a few years ago under the Obama administration, saying that we're going to help students. We're going to unburden them from the crushing student loan debt and help them save them from themselves, ultimately. Well, buried in that and behind that and under that umbrella, they've launched a war on private for-profit colleges, which are hardly the problem. And they are finding themselves in a bit of hot water over that. Joining us to discuss it is the CEO of Kaplan Education Incorporated. He is Tom Leppert. He's the former mayor of Dallas, Texas. Tom, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Very well. Good to be with you, Jarek.
So the idea, you know, we're told, go to college. And some people's schedules, God forbid I had to do it, some people have to work while they're in school. And the beauty of places like Kaplan is that you can fit it in when you can fit it in. You know, it works around you. It's like water flows around a rock. It works with you. Whereas brick and mortar schools, it's great if you can go to them, but you have to pretty much be there when they tell you to be there. You would think, you know, especially for adults getting back into education in this economy, you know, trying to find a job since we're losing so many of them, the administration would be encouraging that. But the administration seems to have a problem because of the for-profit part. Tell us what the administration is doing targeting you guys.
Well, Derek, you're absolutely right in your introduction, and that is that there's a war on private higher education. They are promulgating regulations. They call it gainful employment, which, like so many titles of legislation coming out of Washington today, is anything but that. They're putting regulations forward that would really take private for-profit institutions that are really career colleges and take them largely out of existence. And as you point out, those are the schools that do the best job of addressing students that are higher risk, the non-traditional students.
Mm-hmm.
Today there's about 18 million undergraduates. Only about 15% of those are what you'd call traditional, going to a four-year college and living on campus. Unfortunately, what's happening with this regulation is going to deny access to the higher risk students, to the students that have perhaps been out of school for a while, maybe married, maybe having working through a job, those sorts of things. Those are the students that career colleges work with, and this regulation would deny access to those students. So while we can kind of talk about the impact on the schools themselves, really the tragedy in this is it's going to deny access to the students that we most need to get an education.
Well, let's talk about it. I've written about this in the past. It's something that interests me. I was a non-traditional student, although I went to a brick-and-mortar school before the online thing really blew up. But if I had been able to do that in my spare time, I definitely would have. This is all predicated upon the assumption, false as it were, that basically the Democrats in the administration are saying that you guys in the for-profit sector are charging so much and delivering so little that most people come out of them massively in debt with no job prospects, correct? I mean, that's what they're saying. It's not true, but that's what they're saying.
That's what they're saying, and you're right, it's not true. In fact, if you look at Kaplan and look at the students that we just talked about, the non-traditional students, the higher-risk students, Kaplan has a graduation rate that's double that of institutions that are more in the traditional category serving those students. So we take pride in being able to work with those students and, again, providing the innovation that you talked to a moment ago, making schedules much more flexible, online, working with them with some of the challenges that they have in life that a traditional student doesn't have. And we're proud of the success of that.
We're talking with Tom Leppert, the CEO of Kaplan Incorporated, one of the many for-profit universities online out there. Now, the big thing, the non-profit universities, there's a myth out there that you're more expensive, that for-profit, not just you and Kaplan, but like University of Phoenix Online, DeVry, and all those, they're more expensive than the brick-and-mortar schools, and because there's the term for profit attached to it. There's really no difference between what you provide compared to what, say, a real brick-and-mortar university provides. It's just how it is provided. But why do you think that the administration in particular, is it just the for-profit part? Why do they come down on people and try and limit students' choices at a time when they're simultaneously encouraging people to get an education?
Again, I think it's the attack that you mentioned on the sector in total. And that's what's so unfortunate about this entire situation. If you look at the debt of a graduate coming out of Kaplan, the debt would be less than at Iowa State University or any number of different institutions that, again, you'd put in the more traditional category. It's also important to note, too, that as you look at across this entire sector and look at the regulations that are being promulgated, these regulations, they are only targeted at the for-profit schools. If the issue is mm-hmm. that it should be promulgated against all institutions. But what's interesting to note on that is, if it was, you would see programs like the journalism program at Northwestern University. As many as 50% of the programs at the University of Texas, women's studies, English, et cetera, and you'd see an awful lot of law schools that simply wouldn't qualify for these programs. There's a fairness argument that says, you know, if you're going to put regulations in place, they ought to apply to everybody. They're not doing this. It's targeted just at the for-profits. If it was targeted a lot of the other institutions, their programs wouldn't qualify, period.
You're talking about the gainful employment regulations that they've been trying to impose for a number of years that say if a certain number of your graduates aren't finding jobs in their fields, then you can't, as a human being, get student loans and choose to use them at a for-profit school, right?
That's exactly right. They're translating it into a percentage of the first-year earnings as the debt. And as I mentioned, if that was applied to institutions across the board, you would find that the average, not just the outliers, but the average programs at other institutions, be it nonprofit private or nonprofit public, they simply wouldn't qualify. And as I indicated just a moment ago, a lot of programs that produce an awful lot of benefit, or at least their graduates would say they do, simply wouldn't exist. And you see the fallacy in these regulations. It only applies to first year. The president of Harvard would be the first one to say that you go to college, you're trying to build a career up. Mm-hmm. And indeed, if you look at our graduates, you would see significant increases, not only in the first year, but long term. Those aren't taken into consideration in these regulations. It's really unfortunate.
Now, the Obama administration has been trying to do this for a long time, and what empowered them to do that is the federalizing of the student loan business. And that gives them, when the government is the only arbiter of student loans, you have no place else to go. They can put any caveats on it they want. You can't do with it what you want. You can do with that money what they will let you do. And when it comes to higher education, choices are better. But the Obama administration's tried to do this for years, and they've gotten into a bit of trouble trying to do this. Not that it's deterred them, but tell us about the trouble that they've, the
well,
controversy
they
and trouble around this.
They did several years ago in the first version of this, and it got thrown out by the court. So now they've come back with even more onerous regulations that, again, are unfair because they only apply to a certain part, and they deny access to students, the two key points that I think everybody should be interested in.
Now, what is, and we're talking with Tom Leppert, CEO of Kaplan, what is the benefit, aside from the convenience, of going to a for-profit school? And, you know, there are for-profit, it's not just for-profit online. There are physical for-profit schools
Absolutely.
Around there, and you're all accredited. It's not like you can get a degree, but you'll never get into a graduate school because nobody's ever heard of this. But tell the audience what a benefit is. I'm going to give you a bit of a chance to pump your chest a little bit since the Obama administration is trying to thump you on the head.
Fair enough. It is any type of institution. Again, it can be online or it can be in person, and you're really seeing the innovation come. Online, we just talked about, that really came out of for-profit institutions. But it really goes to the core of the student that we address. We address a higher-risk student. As I said, we're proud of the results. It doubled the graduation rate as you would have for that type of student. And in part, Derek, it's knowing how to work with that student. They have a lot more challenges than a student that's coming out of high school and going to an Ivy League school. As I said, in a lot of cases, they're working, so they've got other jobs, so it makes it very flexible in terms of the type of programs that are available to them. It targets a specific need that they have. One of the innovations that you're seeing on the for-profit is really working on competency-based, giving credit for experiences you've had in life that translate to real credit. So you see those sorts of innovations. You see an industry that actually needs and understands how to work with a student that from a societal standpoint, is the type of student that we want to have educated really makes a difference for the entire nation. And that's what we do. And unfortunately, these regulations will prevent us from doing them.
Amazing. We had a story last week of, I believe, over 50 universities in this country charging $60,000 a year or more to attend. And the federal... You go ahead.
Oh, that's right. And one of the frustrating things about these regulations is the schools, for instance, Kaplan and other schools, don't control the amount of money that can be available. We control the tuition, but there's a lot of money that can be gotten for additional expenses that we can't control at all, but yet that's counted against us in the regulation. So there's a lot of money that we can't control at all, but nevertheless, it's part of this regulation and comes back and hurts the programs.
Again, it's a prime example when the government is, I mean, we're going to see the same thing in healthcare. When the government is the sole gatekeeper to access to what you can do, there's no one to appeal to. There's no one else to go. And if they pass these regulations, they seem spiteful. Who's against this, people choosing their type of education? Is it the private or the public universities who don't like the idea that they're not getting all the money?
And Derek, that's a fundamental argument, is who best is in a position to make a choice on education?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the government to choose, or is it the individual students and their parents?
Well, I think there are a lot of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. who would say, well, we know what's best for you. Trust us. You know, they're our nation's parents.
And unfortunately, when you go down that road, you'll lose a lot of innovation, a lot of access. And one of the things that I think we think is pretty important in this country, fairness, the whole idea that if you're going to have regulations, make them apply to everybody, all those will be out the window.
Free choice only applies to one thing, Tom Leppert, CEO of Kaplan, and we all know what that is. Everything else, Big Brother has it for you. I appreciate your time today and coming on, and good luck to you, and hopefully you can defeat these regulations and keep a little bit of freedom left in the education sector.
Derek, we appreciate the opportunity to be with you.